Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward, and today you guys are in for a massive, massive exciting day because I have the opportunity to have Aqib Ahmed, who is going to be just exploding your minds with crazy cool things all around Facebook ads, Facebook bots, and some of the fun stuff there. So Aqib, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So for those of you guys who don't know Aqib, he's absolutely brilliant. He's been on TV six different times. He's been seven-figure sales. He's one of our two Comma Club winners. In fact, one of my favorite things was the picture you posted of your mom holding your two Comma Club plaque. That was killer. I love that.
Yep.
Obviously, Facebook marketing expert, but anything else, Aqib, before we dive in, you want to make sure people know about you?
No, I'm just legacy focused. For me, it's not just about the money, but the impact and the legacy. And I'm so proud, even after, you know, doing seven-figure sales online through Facebook marketing, what I'm most proud of is my mom's cooking. No. No, I'm only kidding. I'm most proud of is I've got so many 4, 5, and 6-figure success stories. You know, Muslim students are starting from scratch and building 5 and 6-figure businesses, you know, online. That's what I'm most proud of. It's not my results, but it's the legacy my students leave behind. That's what makes, you know, what I'm doing pretty unique, I think.
You know, Aqib, that was one of the things as I was doing some research as far as just kind of looking at your Facebook page. And again, if you guys want to follow Aqib, go to facebook.com, just /legacybuilder.aqib, which is A-A-Q-I-B. So again, facebook.com/legacybuilder.aqib. And it's so cool there to see all the testimonials of, and again, I love you've got your 4 zeros and your 5 zeros. And yeah. I think it's so cool seeing just the excitement of your students and the success. Again, there's nothing more exciting than having success for other people. I just love that. I mean, yes, it's always fun having your own success, but there's nothing greater. And again, that's why I'm so excited to have you on today, because your whole thing is about building legacy in a community that's been really underserved for a long time. So your business is, you know, entrepreneurial Muslim and really helping really get that entire community to build as large of, you know, helping Muslims build online businesses through Facebook, I think is just such a cool niche where you're really serving a community that men and women. It's just super, super cool. I love just seeing what you've done.
Yeah, it's a unique edge. And that's why they kept bringing me back on TV. They like keep coming. I thought it was my suit. But no, they always bring me back and make a difference. And for me, it's not just about the money. It's about having a legacy system. The word system stands for save yourself stress, time, energy, money. And if you can have a legacy system where you can make money, contribute to the world, and make a big difference, and that's what it's all about for me. And with Entrepreneurial Muslim, my vision is to build pioneers who are going to dominate industries, who are going to write history and build, you know, business empires. That's the level of thinking that I have. And it's not always been easy. I was broke a couple of years ago, and this is no sob story. You know, I'm not trying to use an expert secret book tactic. I'm just being honest. Just being honest and real with you, you know, I have been broke. It's not easy being Pakistani, you know, it's not easy being a brown guy, you know. Parents are like, be an engineer, be a doctor, be an accountant. And I was like, no, I want to be an entrepreneur. And they're like, excuse me, what's that? I'm like, yeah, it's this internet thing. They're like, okay, all the best. So yeah, it's been difficult, but I absolutely love this. You know, I love working in my pajamas, you know, I mean, my suit, sorry, you know, make it sound more professional. But yeah, no, I absolutely love what I do. It's the laptop lifestyle. You know, it's not a get rich quick. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes hard work. But if you have a proven system, if you have sincerity, if you have a story, which I'm sure you have, then you need to get it out there. You need to make, you know, make the intention to, you know, turn your passion into your income. And that's what it's about. You know, I'm a spiritual person. You know, I love my faith. It's not the best represented in the media, you know, but I love Islam. I'm proud to be a Muslim. And I just want to spread peace and love. And I'm going to give out this message that, you know, as a practicing Muslim, you know, I can be entrepreneurial. I can smile and I can give back to the world as well.
I love it. I noticed you started exercising, but made sure you're doing it either before or right after your morning prayers. And I think it's, again, it's neat to see, again, being a Mormon, I've obviously been very strong in my faith as well. And I think that it's fun for me to see others who are strong in their faith and able to get out there and basically, as they talk about it, to use it as a part of their business as well, not from a leverage standpoint, but really as a legacy to really help those who may not know. So let's just dive right into this. I think from a Facebook standpoint, you've really kind of become a huge Facebook marketing expert. Tell me a little bit about what are some of the things you're paying attention to right now from Facebook? And for those people who might need help with it, what would be some tips and tricks you tell them they should be focusing on as far as Facebook ads?
Yeah, I think the first thing is have a vision. So it all starts off with your vision. My vision is to build pioneers. I want to build more leaders who can get out there, make money, and have a big impact. And before I came onto the whole Facebook stuff, I did the whole Blue Ocean strategy 8 years ago. I was like, how do I dominate this industry, which no one's really starting out on? And it's all about looking at what's going to come up in the next couple of years. So I think trends like virtual reality, augmented reality, Facebook Messenger bots, mixing artificial intelligence with your Facebook marketing, and then Facebook ads, which are like 360 degrees, and you have like you're running Facebook ads onto them, and then things like holograms. I saw Tony Robbins do an event, I think it was in Australia, where he was like a hologram and he could appear in different locations. And it's always about looking ahead and innovating. I'm a big believer of innovation. And even though there's a lot of Facebook marketing experts, I wrote a post yesterday. I was like, for Facebook marketing in the Muslim space, even though I charge, 10 times more than anyone else, still people come to me. And even if you have a program that's 10 times, cheaper, I guarantee that people are still going to come to me because of my success stories, my track record, and my legacy message. So it's about being really confident in your brand message, your story, and not worrying about competition. And just getting started, you're not going to make $1 million in your first couple of days. It's no hype. Being honest, you have to work hard, but you need a mentor. You want to do Facebook ads. It's such a great skill to, learn. I can run Facebook ads and I can go on holiday and, have an automated system where my sales guy, he's converting, the sales on the back end. And, you want to work on your business and not just inside it. You don't want to be a slave of the system. I know you said about Facebook marketing and Facebook ads, but I believe there's a whole mindset, there's a whole psychology, there's a whole science behind your productivity. So waking up in the morning, doing your prayers, and getting to the gym. And I start my work usually in the morning because that's when I'm most productive. And if you can have that same mindset on Facebook, then it makes your Facebook marketing much more powerful, much more influential, and you can dominate your industry and be a leader as well. And I even thought about doing this in the mainstream, and I think I can even take the same Muslim branding into the mainstream and inspire people. Like even my ClickFunnels post the other day with my mom, it got over 500 likes and so many comments. My friend was buzzing, like it was in my pocket. It was like buzz, buzz. I was like, wow, this is just so much love, and so many people were sending me friend requests. They wanted to, wanted me to mentor them, and I was just overwhelmed with so much love by, non-Muslims. And my whole focus is the humanity. It's not just one particular faith. I love different faiths. I'm all about love and peace and being authentic and being the best version of myself. And I don't want to make this podcast just happiness and fluffy and love and peace. We are going to get into some practical Facebook marketing strategies, but this is the whole foundation that you can build on as well.
I love that. I think it's, as you mentioned, that's the foundation you need to come from. And I think once you've got that foundation laid, at that point you can really start to really grow and build your business. So I congratulate you on how you've done that.
Thank you so much.
So let's talk a little bit about the idea as far as Facebook bots. I know that's, ManyChat is one that we've used quite a bit. What are you seeing with Messenger bots? How are you using them? And what's working and what's not?
Yes, I set up a Messenger bot where I did a 42-speaker Muslim business online event last year. I had 43 speakers, and it was like within like 3 to 5 days, I had all 40 plus speakers booked. It was amazing. I just reached out and said, you want to speak on my event? And it was kind of evergreen as well. So I set up a Facebook Messenger bot, and I use ManyChat as well. I looked at other ones, but ManyChat is more user-friendly. And email marketing is kind of going on a decline. People are getting bombarded with hundreds of emails like every day. But if you can be a pioneer, if you can, you know, differentiate yourself, get ManyChat, look at the help section, you know, reach out to me, set up a Facebook Messenger bot, and it automates your Facebook messages in a way where you can build another list. You can build a brand asset. Like, you know, I was able to do 7-figure sales with an email list of like 9,000 subscribers. You know, you don't need a big email list. You need a hyper-targeted, segmented list so that you can reach out to them. And Facebook Messenger bots is all about intimacy. It's all about connecting on a much deeper level, using the power of segmentation and quizzes so you can really get your message out there and connect with people on a one-to-one level, but it's more leveraged, it's more scalable. And yeah, Facebook Messenger bots, if you're not going to use them now, then you're crazy. You need to jump on this ASAP, you know, sign up for ManyChat, get a pro version, and then look at, you know, growth tools, set up a Facebook post, okay, use an image as well, give some free valuable content like a video or a PDF, get people to comment on your post, get them to say yes or, you know, I'm in or I'm interested, and then you send them an automated message from your Messenger bot, and you start building your Messenger list, and you can send them messages just like your email list. You can build up your subscriber list on Facebook. I think it's so powerful because I'm seeing open rates like 90% and click-through rates of over 30% through my Facebook Messenger bot list, whereas by email marketing it's like 20%, you know, 5% click-through rate. So the opportunity is huge with, you know, Facebook and Messenger bots.
So let's talk about the mechanics of this here. So obviously they can go to ManyChat, they can set that up, they can get a pro version. And so some of the main things that we take a look at, I know from our so basically they set that up, they then go ahead, they create a post, and then in the post, if a person makes a comment, by making a comment, whatever, you can actually trigger it, so whatever the word is, they get a separate message, correct?
Yeah, they get a separate message. And then when you send them the message, they have to reply back to confirm this is a qualified subscriber. And then you can send them an autoresponder by a Facebook Messenger bot where it's like, are you earning under 6 figures? Are you making 5 figures? Okay. Based on, you know, your awareness level, there's, you know, marketing is going in a whole new direction. There's no one size fits all. It's about awareness levels. It's about looking at where, what the pain points are, what's the process, what solution they want. And it's about putting them into buckets. You know, if you put them into different buckets based on their income level, based on their interest in your brand, that's what makes Facebook Messenger bots really powerful.
I think that's the part that a lot of people have missed recently, as I've seen. Yeah. A lot of people are just communicating to their audience as a whole. But the main thing we're seeing and using a lot of Messenger bots for is the ability to really segment your list, to put them in different buckets. So you can identify, you know, is there a certain niche that they're going after? Are they more focused on online or offline? Are they wanting to learn more? Are they wanting someone to do it for them? I mean, there's a whole bunch of different things. And again, obviously income level is another one. So I love what you've been doing with that kind of stuff. That's super, super cool.
Yeah, and then Facebook groups. So I wanted to build a community and ecosystem where people can network. And I saw what Digital Marketer have done. I saw what ClickFunnels has done. They build a tribe, a culture. So I built my own Facebook group of, you know, we've got over 23,000 members in there. And just from Facebook group alone, I've been able to do 6-figure sales. And I took Jeff Walker's product launch formula and I tried to do that on a Facebook group. So you do pre-framing, you get people excited. And then with a limited time window, you get them to opt into your email list or you take them to an offer. Just on Facebook groups alone, you can make money. You can give great content. And Facebook groups are so powerful. You know, you want to have a Facebook group. That's a must have. You want to build a tribe. You want to build an ecosystem. You want to build a network of like-minded people. And just recently, Facebook groups, they've got segmentation where people have to fill out a certain questions before they join your group. I've seen that with ClickFunnels where before people join the group, they have to fill out certain questions. Have you seen that as well?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
It works extremely well.
Really powerful. It gets people more serious. And the more segmented someone is, the more serious they are, the better prospect they are. And that's the future, you know, having artificial intelligence, you know, robots dominating your Facebook marketing that's backed with data, numbers and statistics. So you can do things in a more scalable way. And then you have a Facebook group, a tribe, a community, an ecosystem where you're giving them great content. And just recently Group Insights came about. Have you seen that?
A little bit. Let's tell me a little more about what you're finding. How are you using it?
It's amazing. Group Insights. I'm seeing where people are from, what posts are getting the most views. I didn't realize I was getting that much engagement. It was like, you know, we've got thousands of active people in the group, you know, thousands of views coming, you know, every month, thousands of engagement, there's reactions, there's engagement. It breaks it down by demographic, it breaks it down by gender, by city, it tells you who your top members are. That's data that you can use on your group to run marketing campaigns. And I'm finding people between 23 and 35 across UK and US, Muslim-based. That's who my ideal audience is. So it's really powerful because then I can use that data and run Facebook ads to them, and I can do retargeting. And it's amazing how, you know, detailed Facebook goes into.
You there?
I'm there, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you broke up just a second there, so I want to make sure. No, I agree. As far as the insights are amazing, and I think the key for a lot of us is many people as I'm talking to get so much data come in, they don't know what to do with it. So what are some of the main things that you're paying attention to in the insights? What, as you're building the legacy, your legacy builder brand, what are some of the key insights that you're looking for?
I mean, the key data is how people communicate. What language patterns are they using? What are their frustrations? What are their pain points? So when people leave a comment, when people leave, you know, a message, what's the biggest frustration? What's the biggest solution are they looking for? And then, you know, what's their income level like? Why are they stuck on that specific income level? What is it that mainly drives them? What is it that, you know, mainly influences them? What's their buying patterns like? How much are they purchasing per month? What are they investing in? So these sort of things you can use and put into your marketing campaigns. You know, you can use surveys, you can do polls, and it becomes really powerful. Once you know that data, you can customize your marketing campaign on the front end, and you can segment people out into, you know, who's got, you know, who's just starting out, who's got a six-figure business, who's got a seven-figure business, and you can map out a funnel based on the different segmentation levels. And Facebook Messenger bots are great for that. And also, you know, having a Facebook group is really powerful for that as well.
So tell me, when you're looking at – what are the complaints we've heard from some people with regard to the Messenger bots, and that is – feeling like they're not – that they lose the connection with the people, or the people feel like it's not really them responding. I know for our team here, one of the things we've struggled with Russell is a lot of these people want to actually communicate. And when they think it's Russell talking, they think, oh, my gosh, that's actually Russell Brunson versus a bot. So how do you do things to make sure they understand that it may not be you, but at the same time, it's worth their paying attention to?
Yeah, really good question. And you want to have different forms of communication. So you can have video, you can have images. If you're just constantly sending them, you know, one form of communication, like, you know, text after text, they're going to be like, oh, it's another, you know, messenger bot. It's not really Russell. It's just an automated message. Not really going to care. But if it's a video, if it's an image, which you can do via ManyChat, it adds more intimacy, adds more connection. And then they'll be like, oh, wow, you know, it's maybe, you know, an automated message. But because it's a short, sharp video, then they're going to respond to that. And I think that's the way forward, you know, having short, sharp, you know, communication methods which change the state. If you can change the state of your audience through, you know, messenger bots, that's what's going to make it more effective. And I think video is the best way, or even an audio message saying, hey, I'm Russell, or, hey, I'm Akib, you know, I have a question for you. What's your biggest challenge, or what would you like to learn? Message me back, and I promise you, I will read your message. So things like that can really bump up the credibility of messenger bots and make them more exciting as well.
Akib, that's awesome. I love that idea. That is really cool. As far as more,
I thought that on the spot as well, so that's pretty good.
So you can start. We're both going to start using that. No, I think it's fantastic. I think the main thing is, again, we kind of joked around earlier about this whole, you know, the VR type of stuff, and you know, using a lot of the robotic things. And I think what people really want is they want to be able to feel like they're connecting with you, that's authentic, that it's a real connection. So I think, again, audios and videos and things like that you can add into your messenger bots, that's fantastic. What other ideas do you have as far as anything else on the bot stuff that we need to be aware of?
I believe that innovation is a combination of two industries coming together. And I'm always, even though a lot of people are doing Facebook marketing, I believe that innovation is what drives, you know, Facebook marketing forward. So like when you have chocolate and you have cake, you bring it together, it becomes chocolate cake. When you have chicken and you have rice, they come together, it becomes a chicken dish. That's innovation on a simple level, where you take the concept from two different industries and bring it together. That makes it really powerful. So when it comes to Facebook Messenger bots, artificial intelligence backed with Facebook marketing is what's going to drive, you know, this new innovative form of Facebook marketing, you know, moving forward. People just need to jump on it and start testing, start asking questions. You know, reach out to me. I'm more than happy to help you, give you some advice, give you some guidance. And you just got to take action. You know, a lot of people listen to podcasts. A lot of people listen to, you know, content, but they don't take action. Take one form of action every day and make it a commitment to wake up early in the morning to, you know, start your work and be legacy focused as well.
I think that's fantastic. Well, Akib, as we kind of get close to wrapping things up here, anything else you want to make sure our listeners or followers understand with regard to Facebook ads or groups or bots?
Yeah, I think that with Facebook ads, you want to have a funnel. You know, obviously sign up for ClickFunnels. Quick shout out to ClickFunnels if you want to use my link. Quick plug, whoops. But you want to, you know, on a serious note, you want to have a funnel in place. There's a high ticket funnel. You can have a product launch funnel or a tripwire funnel. You know, the funnel that I'm using is Facebook ads to an auto webinar, going to, you know, auto webinar sign up page to an auto webinar. People apply, they book a call, and then my sales guy, I don't call him a sales guy, but he's a coach. He, you know, sells them a premium product on, you know, on the Skype call. But to run a successful Facebook ad, you want to make sure you have a funnel in place, a funnel that can bring you back, you know, $2, $3 back in sales. You know, I've run Facebook marketing campaigns where for every $1, you know, I put into Facebook ads, we're getting like $70 back, you know, in sales. You know, it's crazy. And it's all about the psychology, understanding your audience, the pain points, and just getting started. And the whole purpose of this podcast now is not to bombard you with lots of information. And I'm sure you've heard some of this information before, but take action on the one piece that I'm giving you. You know, go to ManyChat, set up your Facebook Messenger bot, and just get serious about this. Take one form of action and also start working, you know, early in the morning. You know, start your days early at like, you know, 5-6 o'clock in the morning, and you'll just feel much more productive. And you want to leave that legacy behind. When you die, what are you going to be remembered for? What legacy are you going to leave behind? You're going to be remembered as the, you know, someone who made a difference, someone who, you know, helped families become happy, who left a legacy behind. And Facebook is such a powerful tool, because back in the days, people had to pay so much money to just get on TV and radio, and it wasn't, you couldn't even track it. You know, you're going on TV, reaching so many people, but it wasn't trackable. You know, there weren't no demographics, there weren't no, you know, interest levels. But on Facebook, it goes right down to even income levels. So if you have, you know, Facebook marketing dialed in based on demographics, you know, psychographics, based on, you know, lots of different data points, then it becomes much more powerful. And with Facebook ads, do a lookalike audience, you know, upload your email list as a custom audience. And also just recently, Facebook's got a new tool where you can, you know, match your customers based on like lifetime audience. Have you seen that? There's like a lifetime audience tool as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's something that just come out recently.
Yeah, it's really powerful. So you want to leverage all of these tools and set up your pixel and just take action. You know, even now I fail on campaigns, I mess up, but it's about testing and, you know, being open to failure and just test with $5, $10 a day and just take action. Don't be a sheep. Just take action and, you know, just get on with it. Because a lot of people, they consume information and nothing. Information is pointless unless you take action. Take one form of action from this podcast. I promise you, you know, message me on Facebook and, you know, tell me that you listen to this podcast. And I promise you, you know, I'll give you extra support. And I'm extremely busy. I get lots of messages every day, you know, even marriage proposals, but it's crazy. Reach out, and I promise you, you know, say that, you know, you listen to this podcast, you benefited. I can give you some more personal advice, and just want to give value back. Just want to make sure that you're getting value and you can make a difference, really.
Well, Akib, I really appreciate that. I appreciate the way you continue to give. Again, for those people who are trying to get a hold of Akib, that's at facebook.com/legacybuilder.aaqib. So, Akib, thanks so much. I look forward to talking to you real soon. And again, congratulations to you and your mom. I think that's pretty awesome.
Thank you so much, and I've absolutely loved this. And yeah, I was a big fan of Funnel Hacker Radio. It's a dream of mine to be on this because it's one of the world's leading, you know, podcasts for marketers and entrepreneurs. So really honored and privileged. And you know, thank you so much. And hope I can meet you soon, Dave, and get you a gift as well.
That sounds fantastic. You take care.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.